some days you can't relate. Yeah, cause we from a place you cannot stay. Or you can't go.
Every time she puts on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. Then one fine morning, she puts on a New York station. You know, she don't believe what she heard at all.
I'm Beth Hover, a member of the board for Our Community Cares volunteer organization, and you're in tune to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Christopher Lee Brothers Plumbing and Heating of Albany, wishing everyone a joyous holiday season and Happy New Year. Red Carpet Service and Solutions since 1939. Information at CRISBRO.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Bridge Street Theater.
Hi, Laura Kuhn here, director of the John Cage Trust, bringing you a deep dive into the intriguing life and work of Renaissance man John Cage, celebrated composer, poet, philosopher, chess pupil of Marcel Duchamp, life partner of Merce Cunningham, macrobiotic chef, exponent of Zen, visual artist, and avid and pioneering mycologist. Tune in to All Things Cage, 7 p.m. Saturdays beginning January 2nd, for conversations with cage experts and enthusiasts from around the world, right here at Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, and via the web at wavefarm.org.
Always. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And good morning, Bright Siders. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're here at the Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. And beloved, I'm not here by myself. No, no, no. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is in the house, and our audio engineer extraordinaire, Rev. Brother Randall Martin, Martin AV Services. How are you this beautiful Sunday morning?
I am doing very well, and I hope our Brightside listeners are really in the Christmas mood and the Christmas spirit today, because it's coming soon.
Oh, my, my, my. Ain't that the truth? It's coming soon. I want to give a special shout out to all you Christmas babies, Christmas Eve babies, Christmas Day babies, day after Christmas babies. We got some of that and all of that in all my family. And I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For all of you. Happy birthday to you, beloveds. I hope you're not getting cheated out that extra Christmas gift. I tell you the truth. But I shout out to you. And yes, the Christmas spirit is in the house. It is the season. Hallelujah. I just get excited about the season as I listen to the music, as I read the scriptures, as I remember the story of why this is all happening. Something's happening. Hallelujah. And I just get excited. And, you know, my mom, you know, it's the third Christmas with my dad had passed on to his heavenly reward, his heavenly home. And, you know, and she still, you know, grieves about him not being here for the holidays. So I get it, beloved. Hallelujah. I have so many friends and family members. I also have people in our ministry who have not had the loss of a close relative or friend in their life. I have a long list of friends and family members who have passed on. So I get it. I get the, you know, the empty seat at the table, or, you know, things have been different. Hallelujah. I don't minimize that. I don't overlook that. Hallelujah. I just know how God can lift that heavy heart, that bowed head, and those feeble knees, what God can do. And so I share that with you, and I'm just excited about this season. Got a text from a relative the other day. You know, we were sending, you know, season greetings and Merry Christmas wishes and all those good things. And someone said, you know, Jesus is the reason for the season. And someone else said, oh, I thought it was making money. Come on here, somebody. But some people, it has reduced down to that. It's all about the money, Christmas club accounts, and, you know, oh, can I afford this gift? And, oh, I don't have enough money for that thing. And you know, oh, but Lord, beloved, let us remember why we do this, what the season really means. Christmas, Christ, Mass, amen. And I just thank God. And not only is it Christmas in this month, but you had Hanukkah in this month. Come on here, somebody. And we have the end of the year coming in this month. We have Kwanzaa in this month. There's so many things. This month is so special. And the Christmas story tells us that one night long time ago, some magical, what they would call magical things happened. The Magi was out in the fields, and the angels started to sing. And y'all may think I'm crazy, but I've heard angels sing. So I know they heard angels sing. I heard angels sing a time or two in a worship service. And I was like, oh my God, what is that? So praise be to God. It's real. I know it's real. But anyway, I digress. I'm getting off track. Or am I on track? Or am I on the right track? I think I'm on the right track. We got the music for the message the heart, the mind, and soul longs for. Music with the message for the heart, the mind, and soul. My grown-up Christmas list. That was Kelly Clarkson. Amen. What Christmas really means. Coming next with Tamela Mann. We've got Gloria in excelsis Deo. Hallelujah. Also, as angels, we have heard on high, and we have glory to God in the highest. Yes, something's happening. And I heard the bells on Christmas Day. Lord, beloved, I'm going to come back after all of that with my spiritual social commentary for today. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist, and you want the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere, and it's right here with me on WGXC. What Christmas really means is coming up next. Let the music play.
Cheer, finding the perfect gift, running around, you hear the sound of loved ones you miss, reminding me what Christmas really means, and I still believe. To feel love again, remember that it's real.
Yeah. redemption story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Gloria, Gloria.
Yes, that was the Cherubim Choir in Africa. Glory to God in the highest. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're listening to The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson, Catskill, New York. We are listener-supported radio for open ears, and we invite you to join us, partner with us. You can go to WGXC.org/donate and help us stay on the air to do what we do. We do what we do with you in mind all the time. And so that's why we bring you the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We've got more music like that coming up. We've got something happening, Miss CeCe Winans, and I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day by Casting Crowns. After that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Have led us to this day. Creation has prepared a way. Her wait is done. The chosen one, our King has come, the other Son. A roaring lion
their old familiar carols play. And mild and sweet their songs repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the bells are ringing in my heart. Like a choir singing, peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bow my head. In despair I bow my head. No peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong and marks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. But the bells are ringing like a choir singing. A chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men. For the bells are ringing like a choir singing, and in our hearts we'll hear them.
Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Well, you know, beloved, I just want to start with that song, actually. bring a little clarity to that declaration. It's referencing the declaration that was made by the angels on that starry, starry night. Some scholars say that it was actually around the month of September, where, you know, the air is a little crisp, a little cool, even in the Middle East. And there was this amazing display in the skies, and it was that the heavens opened up, and these declarations were made by angelic beings. So Luke chapter 2 captures that. But the actual translation is so important because it seems contradictory. You say peace on earth. We have wars going on all around the earth, wars going on from time immemorial. But what the verse actually says is glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. Another translation says, glory to God in the highest in heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. Amen. So peace is available. Peace can come. Hallelujah. It is a benefit. It is a blessing bestowed. It is a grace that comes upon those whom God is pleased with, for those who his favor rests upon. And so, beloved, if we always draw chaos and confusion, if we always draw wars and fights, disagreements, if we're always drawing that stuff into our world, into our lives, then perhaps we need to examine, hallelujah, what is actually going on within our lives, what is actually going on within our world, because this promise, this declaration of the promise of God that peace has come to the earth, but it is unto those with whom God is pleased, for those who have rest in his favor. And beloved, I know that the word of God tells us that we have all been born in sin. We've all been born in a state of rebelliousness and disobedience because of the DNA from the original parents, right? But hallelujah, God has not left us in that state. God gives us the opportunity to be renewed, to be created anew, to be transformed, to be renewed. Amen. And it comes, hallelujah, primarily through our faith in God and the hearing or reading and hearing and speaking of his word. Hallelujah. And so praise be to God, beloved. I just needed to get that out the way. All right. peace on earth. The declaration is made. Glory to God in the highest and on earth. Hallelujah. Peace among those with whom he is pleased. Amen. Hallelujah. Having lived life a little bit, do I have a witness out there that you have found that peace in the midst of the storm is possible? That peace that passes understanding is a real place, a place where you can find yourself living and dwelling? Yes, beloved. And guess what? We only know the absence of peace when there's a storm. We only know the absence of peace when there's a trial or some trouble. Hallelujah. So that's when we need peace to come. And God has promised and he gives it. And I am a witness and I know many witnesses. And you might be listening to me and saying amen because you're a witness that peace does exist even in the midst of the storm. God will speak to us or speak to the situation. Most often it's to us. The situation might not change, but we change. Hallelujah. The attitude, our reactions and our actions change. Hallelujah. We keep our eyes focused on God and God shows a way. Hallelujah. Let the people of God and the loving God, the people who love God say amen. Amen. The loving God kind of people. Yes. Listen, beloved, I do want to share, and time is going so quickly, but I do want to share from the Our Daily Bread today. This was so rich. I was sharing it in our ministry earlier this morning. And I said, I got to share this with my radio listening family too. Proverbs 3 verse 32 says, the Lord detests the perverse, but takes the upright into his confidence. In the King James Version, it says, the Lord resists the proud. Amen. He detests the perverse, but takes, hallelujah, the upright into his confidence. And you know, beloved, I looked up for my ministry family this morning. on our online phone conference ministry, I looked up the word perverse, right? Because a lot of times when you think about perverse or perversion, you think about it in a sexual way. But the definition in the Oxford Dictionary that came up quickly was showing a deliberate and obstinate desire to believe it to behave in a way that is unreasonable or unacceptable, often in spite of the consequences. The actions of a person that shows a deliberate and obstinate desire to behave in a way that is unreasonable or unacceptable, often in spite of the consequences. Guess what, beloved? If we are operating in that way, if we're being perverse in that way, then we do not line ourselves up for the peace that God promises to come into the earth. Amen. Deliberate and obstinate behaviors that are not reasonable or not acceptable. And even despite the consequences, right? Well, this is me. This is who I am. This is how I do. This is how I roll. I'm like my mama. I'm like my daddy. You know, this is what, how we are. No, but the Lord gives us new life in Jesus Christ, and he gives us a new name. He gives us new family, new DNA. Amen. We get connected, hallelujah, to the vine and the source. In the Daily Bread, it talked about the Christmas dilemma that this young family had. They had moved overseas, called overseas to do their life there, and they were being fruitful there. But the downside to this was that they could not be in home with their parents during Christmas time. Their income wasn't enough to give them frequent trips, only occasional trips back to the mainland. So, hallelujah, they tried to, you know, make it a little easier for their aging parents by sending early Christmas gifts and calling them early on Christmas morning, but the parents really wanted them to be there. And the devotional writer shares with us that the brother, the husband in this situation, prayed about the problem. He prayed and sought God for a solution to this problem. And then he got this idea. And so that next Christmas, they put on their best clothes, they decorated the table, they brought out the Christmas dinner, and they turned on their laptop. And their parents did the same in their home. And they shared Christmas dinner together by video link. And it was almost the same as being in the room. And it became a family tradition ever since. The moral of the story that Sheridan Voicy, the devotional writer, gives is that God took David, this man, this husband, this son, into his confidence and gave him wisdom. And that God loves to whisper creative solutions to our problems. God desires to whisper creative solutions to our problems, beloved. Hallelujah. And you know, oftentimes we tell people, you know, well, pray. You got to pray. You need to pray. You need to pray more. You need to pray harder. You need to pray the word. You need to pray. But sometimes we have to change, beloved. Sometimes it's that, you know, we have to change and do things differently. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, I just also remember that when my dad, God bless the dead, when he was in the hospital with COVID, and of course we couldn't go and visit, but we were able to call the hospital's nurse station and schedule times where we could see him and he could see us by FaceTime, you know, Skype, FaceTime, Zoom, all these different technologies that we now have God put in place. Isn't that something for such a time as this? So, beloved, I just want you to be encouraged. You know, God will whisper, amen. Hallelujah. He detests the proud. He detests the perverse. When working in opposition to the answers of our own prayers, when we refuse to change and we continue in behaviors, not even caring about what the consequences are going to be. Dr. Phil will say, how is that working for you, right? At Christmas time, beloved, hallelujah, it's a time of God moving in the earth, and it opens a portal. All of the prayers, all of the songs, all of the expressions of love and selflessness and self-sacrifice, and all, it opens a portal to heaven that turns the heart and the mind of God towards us in a great, great way. Not that he's not turned towards us every day, but in this season, I believe in a great, great way. So beloved, hallelujah, in this season, tap into the joy. God gave us a tactic and a strategy in the word of God in James. He said, count it all joy when you fall into various situations, knowing that that experience is going to work something good in your life. Hallelujah. Yes, beloved. I choose joy. The Advent word for this week is joy. And praise be to God. I wish I had time, but listen, you want to hear more, you can reach out to us. We're on the phone every morning, 7:30, hallelujah, to 8:30 a.m. You can drop in for a few minutes. We're on the phone in conference call, ministering, hallelujah, and praying with people and sharing the word of God four nights a week at 9 p.m. You want more information, reach out. Overcomerministries12534@gmail.com. There's Bright Side, the Bright Side 125, not the Bright Side, but Bright Side 12534@gmail.com. And we'll connect you. All right. You ain't got to go through this season, hallelujah, in despair and distress and discouraged. Amen. Not when God sent a good word and hope, light into the world. It's Christmas time. Jesus, the light of the world. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist, and we're here with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, beloved. The goodness. That's Toby Mack and Blessing Offer. Blessing Offer coming up. After that, I'll come back, amen, with my closing comment.
You made the rain, so when it falls on me, should I complain? Or feel you calling me, it's all on me to stay. And really catch what you're showing, it's my roots that you're growing, cause life is more than this moment.
You are the light, so when the darkness falls, the greatest heights, they never seem so tall, no, not at all, you're right. It's my roots that you're growing, don't wanna miss what you're showing.
Ain't no doubt about you.
You're the joy, you're the smile on the face of your boy. You're the flowers at the park in Detroit. Still the words on the back of our coins. Let's make some noise.
You cover me, my defender, when you're rolling up your sleeve. You're the truth that's gonna set the captive free. The only king that's ever chose to bleed. It's what I believe.
They keep trying to make your glory fade, but I ain't really sweating what they say.
Ain't no doubt about you.
Still see the sunshine above me. Lord, I love all the ways that you love me. You're the good, you're the good, you're the goodness.
Through the good and the bad and the ugly, woo! I can still feel the sunshine above me. Lord, I love all the ways that you love me. You're the good, you're the good, you're the good.
You're the good.
You're the good. You're the good. You're the good. You're the goodness.
the goodness in my life.
My life. You are the goodness in my life. Yes, Lord, yes, you are the goodness in my life. You turn it all, make it all work together for good for those who love you and are called walking according to your purposes. This is the word of God. If ain't preacher speak, this is what God's word say. Amen. I believe. Listen, beloved, it's time for us to move on. But before we do, I want to shout out Superintendent Gardner Forbes and Pastor April, Reverend Pastor Esquire April Forbes. Yesterday, there was a wonderful celebration of his 60 years in ministry at the Trinity United Methodist Church. Blessings on Pastor Bob and the Trinity family for opening up their doors. And just, you know, needs to be noted and noteworthy. 79 years old, went into ministry at the age of 19 and still doing the work of bringing souls to the kingdom and enriching the lives of people. Thank you, God, for Superintendent Godfrey Forbes. On this afternoon, beloved, pray for us. We will be having our, we don't even keep count anymore, it's over 20 years, our Christmas for Tots and Tots to Teens. We will have our Happy Birthday Jesus party tonight at the Greenport Community Center. So it's not too big a place, so it was RSVP. And for the children and families who we're going to be serving, 50 young people, we will be blessing the Christmas gifts. I want to thank all of our Overcoming Ministries family and our friends for helping support. Shout out to County Clerk Holly Tanner and Greenport Town Supervisor Kathy Eldridge and their support and help. The Marines, Toys for Tots, also great partners to us in this effort. So we thank God for that. Pray for us and for the families that will be coming to share with us today. And also want to let you know that, you know, Christmas Eve is this time next week, this Sunday, next Sunday will be Christmas Eve. So we have some wonderful music lined up for you for that. Share Christmas Eve morning with us. All right. Don't have a space to have Christmas Eve service yet, but I'm looking for that. I'm hoping for that. But anyway, listen, if you're celebrating your birthday today or this month, wishing you a very blessed and happy birthday. Remember never to forget, beloved. God loves you. I love you too. And I'm praying for you. God hears and answers prayers. Amen. Sometimes, amen, we are the answer to somebody's prayer. God bless you until we meet or speak again. We got Feliz Navidad to take us home. Feliz Navidad, Jose Feliciano, an oldie and a goodie. Merry Christmas early. Pastor Kim, and I'm out.